Hello?
Hi, is Kenny there?
It's Kenny. Who's this?
Kenny, what's up, man? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
The radio guy?
Yep. How's it going?
Good. What's going on? Did I win something?
No, not really. Mm. But we do want to talk to you about something if you have a minute.
I guess.
Well, we have a mutual friend.
Okay.
And you recently went out on a date with her. And she's not hearing back from you, so she wanted us to call you and see if we could figure out if there is a particular reason that you aren't calling her back.
Who is this mutual friend?
Do you remember going out on a date with a girl named Cora? I imagine you probably would remember that date. Well, she told us about it.
What did she tell you?
Okay.
Everything.
Kenny.
She told us what happened on your date.
We know.
And the thing is, Cora understands that, you know, sometimes as humans, our body does things we don't want it to do. She's very understanding and would love to go out with you again, but she's tried calling and texting you and you haven't answered any of that. So she's wondering if she can get a second date with you and wants to let you know not to worry about it. Kenny?
Oh, no.
And there goes Kenny.
Oh, no. She really likes him, though.
Cora.
Cora.
Did you hear that?
Oh, no.
Try again, please, because I just know he's just terribly humiliated. And please, can I talk to him or?
Sure. Yeah, no, I'll call him again.
Really?
See if he'll pick up. Yeah.
Oh, this poor guy. Dude, he's going to be pissed and embarrassed and every other emotion under the sun.
I don't want to talk about it.
Kenny, don't hang up, please.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Hey,
I don't want to be on your radio talking about anything,
Kenny,
at all.
Look, we don't have to go into detail about what happened, all right?
I'm sure you already did. I don't appreciate this.
We're not
left. Please, Kenny, can you just listen to me for a second?
Kenny, that's Cora. She's on the phone. She heard everything that you said before you hung up. She just wants to talk to you for a minute.
Listen, I know that things did not go well on that date and that you shit your pants and that happens in life and I'm sorry and that happened to you. But I think that before that happened, we were having the best time and we had such a, I'm going to use the word magical connection. You can't just find that, you know, please can I have a second date? I don't want you to just throw out that connection we had because you got sick. Kenny?
No, I'm sorry.
I know it's embarrassing.
I want to put that in the past and never think about it again. And if you told a radio station, Christ only knows how many of your friends you told.
No, Kenny, hey.
I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do.
No.
I had no other way to get in contact with you. And think about how much I must like you if I'm begging you for a second date after this happened.
This is the most embarrassing thing in my life. And to see you is to relive it, and I do not want to relive that. And now I'm talking about it on the radio.
But I know how humiliating it was because I was there, and I just feel like we can put it... It'll be a funny story in a few years.
Kenny, Cora asked us to call you because we were the only recourse she could think of because you're not answering her call. She likes you that much that she's willing to overlook what happened on your date, which most people wouldn't, and she also went to the lengths to email our show and have us call you just to get a second date with you.
Why are you holding it against me because you got sick? I just want to go back to the beginning of our date and act, like, pretend this never happened. It's like the first half of our date and think about what a great time we were having.
I'm not holding it against you that I got sick. I do not want to relive that moment. It is the worst moment of my life, and I would like to never think of it again, never speak of it again. And you were talking about it on the radio.
Hey, but Kenny, Cora is willing to look past all that horrible stuff that happened. She's not going to remind you about it.
I'm not willing to look past it.
Yeah, but
I didn't do anything.
Kenny, the thing is, nobody's making fun of you. Like, not, I mean, we're laughing at the story, and it's funny.
I hear some jackass laughing in the back.
I can't help it.
I know, because he thinks
laughing.
He thinks poop's always funny. I'm sorry. We've had a lot of douchebags on this segment that have ruined their image for the entire city of Seattle. You have done nothing like that at all. You had, like, you got sick.
Kenny, we can laugh about it together and just put it behind us. It could happen to anybody.
I don't want to relive it with somebody.
But we'll just forget it. Let's just forget about it.
Kenny, what if she agrees to never bring it up? She wants to go out with you again this bad.
I'll never bring it up again, Kenny. I will never bring it up again. We can just pretend it never happened.
Look, I did like you a lot, and I was having a great time until I screwed the whole thing up.
See, that's just it, Kenny. You feel like you screwed the whole thing up, but obviously you didn't.
Mm-hmm. It's not your fault, Kenny. It's not like you planned to get sick like that. Everything you planned was amazing. It was like the best thing ever. A picnic? No guy even does that. Who even does that? You did everything amazing. It's just, it's not your fault.
Oh, my God.
Kenny, look, it's embarrassing what happened, right? I've done a lot of embarrassing things in my time, and I've learned all you got to do is just embrace it and stop fighting it. It happened. Go out with her again. See if you guys hit it off. You were having a fun time until you got sick. Just give it one more shot. We will pay for a second date. We'll pay for you guys to go out again.
All right, fine. I will give it one more shot.
Yes!
Way to go, Kenny!
As long as we never talk about it again, I guess I can see how we can do it together.
Yes!
All right.
I promise we never have to bring this up ever again.
That right there is the last word on it, right there.
All
right.
That was it. Kenny? Kenny, thank you very much, man. And I think that you're going to be happy with your decision to go out with Cora again.
Listen, I'm sorry you guys getting mad at you. And, you know, I just felt ambushed.
It's all good, man. Hey, yeah. It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll have Cora call you, okay?
All right.
All right, man.
Oh, yay, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny. Take care. I just wanted Kenny off the phone so we could make one more joke about it.